Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. Today we're going to look at a Netflix animated show called Voltron Legendary Defenders Season 2.
Voltron!
And basically, Voltron is five Earth teens, Keith, Lance, Hunk, Pidge, and Shiro, who become the last line of defense for a galaxy in an intergalactic battle against the evil alien force led by King Zarkon. So Keith, what is your view on Voltron Legendary Defender Season 2?
I didn't like it as much as the first season.
So I did not watch the season, but I do remember last season it kind of ended on the fact that Zarkon wanted the black line for whatever reason. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So unlike the original Voltron that came out in the early 80s, the original Voltron early 80s, you had Voltron versus King Zarkon. This case, they show that there was a connection between Zarkon and the Paladins themselves. Season 2 kicked off immediately following the cliffhanger from Season 1, and it actually started off pretty slow. The first three episodes were entertaining, and they were the same style and quality in animation and storytelling, which is basically a lot of humor, making footage. You know, it's pretty much a show for the kids and everything, but there's enough meat in there for fans of the old original series to catch little tidbits and kind of get a hint at things of that is going to fall more in line with the earlier TV series. Unfortunately, it drew out the main storyline, which is the Voltron versus, I think it's called the Gamera Empire. Kind of drew it out a lot with a lot of like fillers. The first season was like more world building, kind of building the whole universe up. The second one kind of revisited a little too many places and it didn't really catch on. The only really big highlights were from when it actually progressed the main storyline forward. The big thing was one of the things that was mentioned or shown in the first season that they expanded more on this season was Zarkon and his connection to Voltron, and that within Zarkon's empire, there was a resistance group. They also showed that there was a member of the Voltron force.
Hold on, not to cut you off. Is that still that same race of aliens that were doing the mining?
No, it was a different race. So the Galra Empire is made up of the same species that Zarkon's a part of. The one with the mining and stuff like that, that's a different species. But they came back. I think they showed up for one episode. They went back to that planet. In fact, this season could have benefited from rather than 12 to 13 episodes. They could have dished it down to like 6, I think.
Yeah, that was one of my main issues with the first season is that there was a lot of filler episodes. Obviously, they had to set up and introduce each character. So there was that. And it seemed like that dragged on for about 5 episodes before the issue with Pidge. And then like kind of the ending. So there might have been maybe like 4 or 5 episodes of what you would want out of that show and a lot of filler. So it was like a lot of filler for the first 2/3 of that. Do you agree?
I agree. And kind of the same thing. I mean, the first season was like more world building. So you kind of seeing how that universe works. So I forgave it a lot of the filler stuff because the filler did fill out the universe. The second one, it revisited places and then showed a couple of new spots. And it was kind of more the same quirky characters and their reactions to those quirky characters. And it was just like, it can kind of bypass almost. But every one of those episodes kind of touched on the main storyline a little bit. When it started driving the main plot forward, that's when the show kind of shined.
Having said that, did any of the season 2 characters, so the main characters, other than Zarkon, because I know you said that there's some additional background for him, but was there anyone else that kind of grew character-wise?
The character Keith grew. Keith was the only one who had like a... he was the only one who had a lot more of that, because there was the first episode, they hinted that he would be the leader of the Voltron force at some point. One of the lines from the first season was on Earth, and there's some connection between Keith and why that line was on Earth. Kind of like they threw that little tidbit in. And the final episode, again, I won't touch on spoilers, when it kind of goes through the whole, the end episode ended on a cliffhanger kind of note, but not as big a cliffhanger as the first season did. The final episode of this season ended with the mention of another character that featured prominently in the original series, but it was only like a mere mention of it. So basically it segues to the third season being a lot more in tune with what anyone who was fans of the original TV show would recognize.
All right. What about the voice acting this season?
it's the same comedic mix of the same mostly comedy, where it's just like a lot of, I don't want to say childish, but extremely like youth-oriented comedy and storyline. It gets serious a couple times, but other than that, it is pretty much there. The voice acting is about the same as first season.
Is that point. Still kind of the whole thing with like Shiro and Keith always kind of battling about the right way to do things?
It kind of mentions that, but more or less it actually doesn't. It's like I said, Keith kind of grew in this one because he had a storyline in this one. In fact, his storyline was the only thing touched on. They didn't touch on anything about Shiro, and his backstory wasn't really fleshed out any further, but Keith's was. Other than that, it was kind of like they're kind of keeping things close to the vest. But again, it could have been tightened up a lot more and used the episodes to kind of flesh out the characters a little bit more.
All right. So, two questions. First question, what rating would you give season one?
I give it an 8, and that it surprised me. I thought it would be kind of hokey, and the original Voltron didn't age well at all.
Yeah,
but
this is terrible.
They played it very tongue-in-cheek. They took enough from the original to make it its own. Yeah, basically, I watched it straight through. I burned straight through it.
Because I guess my issue with the first season is that the roles were reversed for Keith and Shiro, because Keith technically should be in the black line.
Right.
Instead of the red line. So I would probably give that an 8. What rating would you give season 2?
I give it a 7. Again, because the kind of newness of it and what I expect to wore off. Season 2 showed more of the flaws with the first season, because I rewatched parts of the first season again, and I was kind of like skipping through episodes. If it had been condensed down to 6 episodes, or even 8, and kept them focused on the main story and the various subplots in it and not doing fillers, it would have gotten as high a score or even higher.
Well, we just want to wrap that up. That's the Beast Game Podcast. You can find more of our podcasts at beastgame.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Twitter, and YouTube.
Voltron, Defender of the Universe.